Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's check in with Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. And Joseph, I think in all the months we've been talking here, I never heard terror in your voice like I did yesterday. Are you okay?
Yeah, Bob. Good afternoon. Today I was speaking to you from Kyiv, which is, the capital of Ukraine, and life has come back here. And I'm actually talking to you from a place, if we have time, we can talk about later at the end of this, but which was almost fell into Russian hands the first days of the war. But right now, it's calm. Everything is fine here compared to yesterday. And you were right. There was terror in my voice. I spoke to you from a terrifying place. The neighborhood was called Saltivka, and it's a northern suburb of Kharkiv. And, Kharkiv before the war was Ukraine's second biggest city, 1.5 million people. So, a little bit smaller than Chicago. And any point at any time in that city, we could have been hit. Anyone there can be hit. But especially in the neighborhood I spoke to you from, Saltivka, the police don't even go there now. It is right at the front lines. And I have a friend who's a great British warrior. He's a veteran of the British Army, and he's been fighting here since March. He stayed at our headquarters at the news bunker in Lviv. And he was in Kharkiv yesterday, and he sent me these thoughts. He said, getting shot at by the Russians isn't that scary at all. It's the constant artillery and the lack of knowing where and when the bombs will land that scares me and has done since my first experience here in the Battle of Kyiv and the Battles of Irpin in the Kyiv suburbs. He says people always will try to talk tough when it comes to warfare. I'm censoring his language. People always try to talk tough when it comes to warfare, but artillery is bleep scary. And there's absolutely no denying that. And Bob, that's exactly what, where I wanted to bring your audience to that point. We didn't know what to expect. And it was the only time I've ever worn a flak jacket while I've spoken with you. That doesn't protect you if a bomb hits, upon you. But if there is shrapnel, it will protect you. And just to set up some of the scene that I wasn't able to do yesterday in the turmoil, there's a group of volunteers called the Hero Society. They're mostly Canadian, and they work with some Ukrainians. And they have been running extraction. So they go to the front lines, and they help Ukrainians who are trying to escape the occupied territory where there are humanitarian corridors set up. They're very brave people. And they picked me up in the center of Kharkiv yesterday in a white van with no seats in the back. And the Canadian driver, Alex, as we drove to this Kharkiv suburb, he was probably driving about 90 miles an hour because it's in a war zone. You can drive as fast as you want. He's driving about 90 miles an hour. The three or four of us in the back of the van are getting tossed around with the helmets and all the equipment. And every once in a while, the driver, Alex, is looking back at us laughing, almost like an insanity because it is. It's so unreal to be in such an experience. And so I'm like, I was hoping he would look at the road because there are barricades everywhere. And as we go further, you hear more. The shelling is louder and louder and more frequent. And at one point he looks back and he said, get ready. Now we're going into hell.
Oh, man.
Go
ahead.
Well, I'm saying that it was an accurate description. But then his girlfriend, she's Ukrainian, Sophie, she was on working in the laptop. They do a lot of work for World Central Kitchen. She was calmly sitting typing well. The three of us in the back are getting tossed around, and he's saying we're going into hell. And indeed, as soon as we got out of the van, there's still civilians living there. They came to get food, and a lot of old people that don't want to leave their home or don't have the means to do so, and they sleep like in the middle of their building, like the furthest room away from the windows in these old Soviet bloc apartments, because anything on the perimeter, most of them have been partially destroyed, and there are people living in buildings where some, like the flat next to them, might not have a floor or a wall, but people still live in these places. And while we're standing there, incredibly loud explosions. And right before I went on the radio with you, we had a French warrior with us, a veteran, and he said, I think that was a cluster bomb. And that was very close to us. And so it was the most intense I've seen since the war started.
And then after you signed off with us yesterday, was there more shelling?
Yeah. In fact, just a few seconds later, there was maybe they're waiting, you know, for the radio to end. But incredibly loud. You can feel it in your feet and your body, and you don't know where it's landing. And to make it even worse, it was a cloudy day, so you couldn't even have – the clouds were low. So, you know, if it was a blue sky day, you could maybe see the rocket coming toward you. Mm-hmm. But we couldn't. And so you don't know. And everyone, you know, the conversation, everyone was saying, you know, yeah, you just have to be ready for death. You know, if it's your time, it's your time. And that's what everyone says. And then Vitaly, he's a Ukrainian who works with the Hero Society on these very brave extraction missions. And he grew up in that neighborhood. So he brought us to the building where he grew up. And he entered his flat where he grew up, except to enter it, he had to climb up one story of rubble. I mean, it was quite a stupid and dangerous thing to do. And stood up there and laughed because I think the emotions are too difficult for everyone to really understand how to react. And it was and so I would say, and even I was talking with my friend and cameraman who came with me, Anton, about this afterward. I said, you know, these people that they're here every single day, they have noble hearts. These are the Canadians, the French, the Americans, and the Ukrainians. But as my friend said, he said, yeah, but I think they're all going a little crazy, because when you hear, you know, when you face constant death every single day, it does affect you. Mm-hmm. And in fact, some of these people a month ago, I'd never even met them, but they heard about us and they came to the Carpathians and they stayed at the cottage I was staying in. And now I realize why. They just needed 3 days without hearing shelling.
Wow.
Before they went back to work.
Unbelievable. What you describe sounds like a movie scene, only it's real. And I guess you have to laugh to relieve the tension. let's talk more about Kyiv tomorrow, Joseph. And hopefully Great. You'll have safe travels until we meet again. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.